All right, so Ottawa's got a new coach, and they're stealing from Toronto.
He's not our friend anymore.
Well, you know what? It's great that we can finally have him back on because
he is our friend now.
Yeah, he's the muzzle is off because when he was the assistant coach with the Maple Leafs, we never were allowed to talk to him, and now he's a head coach. Go figure, and he can come on the show again.
Okay, let me ask the first question.
All right, here's the new head coach of the Ottawa Senators, DJ Smith. Congrats, DJ.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Well, the first question is, you're the head coach now. Will your assistant coaches be allowed to speak with anybody?
They are muzzled. No, you know what? I have to talk to Pierre. I think that's pretty standard around the league that the head coach does all the talking, just so that the message stays the same.
Are you comfortable with that? I mean, it's a lot. You know it. In a Canadian city, there's going to be a lot of media. It comes with the job, but do you prepare yourself for that come September or what?
No, absolutely. It does come with the job. There's seven of these jobs in Canada, and I can't be any happier to have one of them. And, if talking to the media is something that I'm going to enjoy.
Well, you're stepping into a situation. It may feel nostalgic for you because when you got here to Toronto, the team was a disaster. I mean, you guys finished dead last your first year behind a bench, but then quickly turned things around. And now you're stepping into Ottawa where they were last place in the league this past year. Can you sense some similarities between, day one in Toronto and now day one in Ottawa?
Well, definitely. I mean, besides the fact that they're finished 30th and 31st, they've done a nice job of in the fact that they had to sell all those players, that they've reaped the benefits of having some good young players in their system. Certainly the two that everyone talks about on the Senators, Chabot and Tkachuk. But there's guys in the minors and a ton of draft picks, and they're set up to go in the right direction. So my job is to come in here and develop these guys and to grow with them. And I think my track record says that, I'm good at developing players. Now I need to develop with these guys and prove I can coach.
With DJ Smith, the new head coach of the Ottawa Senators, at what point, I mean, you've been a head coach before. You won a Memorial Cup as a head coach in Oshawa. But at what point this year did you start thinking, I'd like an opportunity to at least interview for a head coaching job?
Well, the reason I left Oshawa to go work in Toronto under Mike is for that reason alone. My goal is to be a head coach in the National Hockey League. I had some opportunities to be a head coach in the American League and stay in junior and do things like that. I chose to do that to learn the league, and I think it's an invaluable experience to get on the bench in the NHL, to learn. The players are certainly different than junior. You got to know the league, the cities, the rinks, where they're at, all these things. It's an invaluable experience, like I said, my time there in Toronto. But my whole time there, I was just preparing myself for the opportunity to eventually get a shot to be a head coach, and I'm ready today.
Everybody wants to be a head coach in the coaching industry, DJ. I mean, you're in Toronto, one of the organizations that will, spend at all costs, everything like that. You guys are watching from afar in Toronto this year. And let's be honest, it was a bit of a mess in Ottawa. Was that any kind of factoring decision for you, or you just want to be the guy to help things move forward?
Well, I just see it as such an opportunity for me because, you're taking over a team that's 31st in the National Hockey League that has a bunch of good young players and more to come. So, what better team for me to take over and to come here and put my stamp on a young group and build this group together? Anyone that knows me knows it's a team-first mentality, and we're going to come here and, with the staff that we put together, we're gonna build a group here that can grow together and be competitive. So, for me, it looked from the outside like a great opportunity to come in a situation that didn't go great last year.
DJ, did you know Pierre previously, and through the process, how much of it was getting to know him and what his vision was and if it aligned with where you wanted to go?
I had dealt with him 5 years ago or 4 years ago with a player of theirs that had come over and played for me in Oshawa, Tobias Lindbergh, and we just dealt with that a little bit, and then he interviewed me whatever it was now, 3 weeks ago. And a lot of it, you know, certainly was the technical side and that, but was getting to know each other. And you know, I'm big on, you know, working with people. And obviously he had to make the decision that, you know, if he can work with me and if I'm his guy. And, you know, the more we met, it seemed like the better it went. And then ultimately he ended up making that decision.
That's got to be, you know, a little bit nerve-wracking knowing that, okay, I've done my interviews. I feel good about who I am and what I can bring to this table. But you know the way the hockey world works and the media
Screw
world.
Screw that Patrick Waugh guy.
Well, exactly. There's reports coming out that Patrick Waugh's interviewing Mark Crawford.
Rick Bonus.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that are in the running. Did you allow yourself to track the news? I mean, how could you avoid tracking that news?
No, I mean, certainly I heard about it, and I'm not a guy that follows it a ton, but I dealt with the exact same thing when I was, hired in Oshawa. You know, people are always going to push the guys that have coached before and had, their opportunity or maybe an experienced guy, and you just got to make sure you're ready when you get your call, and I know I'm ready, so, you know, there's nothing I could do to change, who was interviewing, what was happening. All I could do is make sure that, you know, when I got in front of them that I was prepared and I could sell myself to the best ability, and I believe in myself, so I really didn't have any doubt.
DJ, coaching the younger players that you're coaching now and the headed to Ottawa, but you've had the junior experience, how much has that changed just in the last 4 or 5 or 6 years? It seems like the younger players have that much more of an impact and they're that much more demanding early in their careers.
No, for sure. It has changed over time, and that's probably why the biggest thing for me is that I was able to experience that with some of the guys over the last 4 years, is watching guys come from junior, the Mitch Marners and these guys, and dealing with these guys. I mean, at the end of the day, the difference between junior hockey and the National Hockey League is just the guys getting paid and getting paid that much more. They all want to be coached. They all want to be the guy. They all want to get better every day, and they're all passionate about what they do. So, I mean, fundamentally, it's the same. It's just it has changed a little bit. The league, the NHL anyways, even since I was playing, seems like it is a lot younger. It's a lot faster. There's, certainly with social media, there's a lot more of that involved. So there's all those things, but I think I experienced a lot of that over my 13 years in the Ontario Hockey League, and in the last 4 years, studied up on the NHL, I guess, and I feel it makes me ready for this.
With the new head coach of the Ottawa Senators, DJ Smith, you were on the staff here in Toronto for 4 years. If there's one thing you want to take or one thing you learned from Mike Babcock that you're going to apply to this gig in Ottawa, what would that be?
I think it has to be the work ethic and the amount of time that it takes, on a daily basis to be ready in the National Hockey League. There's 82 games. There's a lot of time, a lot of travel, a lot of practices, a lot of things you have to know. And I think one thing about him is he's a tireless worker, and I'll live by the fact that I won't be outworked.
Well, best of luck in Ottawa. Obviously, we'll be tracking it pretty closely here in Toronto in the Battle of Ontario.
Time we'll ever have you on, pal.
I appreciate it, O-Dog, doing a heck of a job.
All right, good luck, DJ. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
There's DJ Smith.